Our friends at Sonoma West Publishers are a unique local resource. For years, they produced newspapers that reflected life in the towns of Cloverdale, Hillsburg, Windsor, and West Sonoma County. Now, only the Hillsburg paper continues in print, while the others continue on in digital form. At NorCal Public Media, we're partnering with Sonoma West to take advantage of their unparalleled expertise and access. For this story, we wanted to find out about the current state of school reopenings, and we knew exactly who to ask. From Catherine Minkowitz, Zoe Strickland, and Heather Bailey, here's a roundtable update on Sonoma County schools in their coverage areas.
Hi there, this is Catherine Minkowitz reporting from Healdsburg. The Healdsburg Unified School District is slated to start the school year in distance learning. On July 16th, Superintendent Chris Vandenhoevel held a Healdsburg Fall Reopening Town Hall for families and students. During this event, Vandenhoevel announced his recommendation for schools to start the year in distance learning for at least the first 4 to 6 weeks. This recommendation, along with the HUSD return to school plan, will be brought to the Healdsburg Unified School Board meeting in early August for a recommended approval. As of yet, there is no known date when schools may be able to return to in-person learning.
Hi, this is Zoe Strickland reporting from Cloverdale. The Cloverdale Unified School District met last week to discuss its reopening plans for the upcoming school year. Like districts throughout the county, Cloverdale will be starting the year off with distance learning and has a tentative plan to reassess its learning method on September 25th to begin hybrid learning on October 19th. Cloverdale Superintendent Beth McLean said that waiting until September 25th will give the district time to hammer out plans should it have to toggle between distance and hybrid learning in the upcoming school year. McLean said that the district may entertain switching to a hybrid learning model sooner if the county's coronavirus statistics dramatically change.
Hello, this is Heather Bailey reporting from Windsor. Following a special board meeting on July 27th, the Windsor Unified School District announced a revised calendar for the 2020-2021 school year. The revised calendar delays the start of school for 2 days to allow time for additional professional development for teachers before the start of the school year. It takes 2 days from the already planned weather emergency week, April 1st and 2nd, to balance against this later start, and it codifies that distance learning will occur for the first 6 weeks, at least through Friday, September 25th, to allow as much time as possible to plan for a potential transition to a hybrid learning model, should the county be off the state watch list by that time. According to this adjusted calendar, the first day of school is August 17th, and the last day of school will be June 4th, 2021.
This is Catherine Minkowitz with Sonoma West Times and News, reporting from West County. Students in the West County Union High School District are set to begin the school year in distance learning, at least until September 8th, when the school board will then reevaluate the current health and safety conditions and determine if and when it is safe to have students back on campus in a hybrid model. This is according to District Superintendent Tony Buell, who says the board will be reviewing the public health guidelines in the first 3 weeks of school and will make a determination by September 8th as to whether or not students can return to a hybrid model of instruction safely.
For more, you can visit the individual websites of Sonoma West Papers. Find the links at norcalpublicmedia.org, and we'll also link to the ways you can get involved with Sonoma West's journey to become a nonprofit news source.